Now, it's a limited market for the simple reason that there's so many roos about, and we lost that Russian export market. One of the other ways is a damage mitigation permit that the Department of Environment and Heritage give out under very strict conditions to graziers and or shooters to reduce the numbers of roos that have got a major footprint on their property.
Does the grazier do the shooting himself or herself, or do they have the option to bring other people onto the property?
Look, my understanding is they have an option to bring others onto the property, but in most circumstances, under the damage mitigation permit, the person that has that permit is the one that then has to do the shooting. So in most circumstances, it's done by the farmer himself.
Now, there have been allegations of animal cruelty. Have you, these are still being investigated. Have you been aware, or are you aware of any instances of animal cruelty?
Jodie, let me say first and foremost, AgForce does not condone kangaroo cruelty in any form, regardless if it is under damage mitigation permit or a commercial harvest. I became aware this afternoon of a recording by a fellow in that Charleville area, I think it was, that has made an allegation of some cruelty done under a damage mitigation permit. That's the only knowledge that I have of that particular incident. So I haven't gone in to check it out, but I would assume that once the information gets back to the department, I am sure that they would look to check it out.
How important is it that graziers retain the right to be able to access these permits if they need them?
Look, it's of most importance. Given the fact that there's an increased roo numbers, there's a great footprint in the drought country of roos, and those roos are competing on what feed and water farmers have left for drought-affected stock. So it's very, very important for them to have that opportunity to use that damage mitigation permit. But let it be said again that we at AgForce want to make sure that that's strictly adhered to, the rules and regulations around which those permits are issued.